Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many are excited in this place? Amen. See, I don't know about you, but there's something burning within inside of me. Amen. I know that God has done something great, not only within my life. It doesn't stop here, gang. It doesn't stop here, church. See, we're a ministry on the move. Amen. And I'm grateful for all that God has done. Amen. Man, I'm excited, amen, because we proclaimed this, what was taking place this night years ago, that we were going to be having Friday night gang takeover services, amen, and God would just show us, and now I see what God is really doing, amen. See, you may be going through a situation this night where God showed you something in the past, but it doesn't feel like it's come in the past. I'm here to tell you, stay in the fight, amen. It may take days, it may take months, it may take years. Stay in the fight, because whatever God gave you is going to come to pass, amen, because he's a faithful God, amen. He's a God that knows your needs, but he's also a God that never wants you to fail, amen. So I'm here, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, amen. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for all that he's done for me, amen. You guys may have your seats. I thank God for my salvation. It's been over 7.5 years that God has stepped into my life, and I've never been the same, amen. If you say that you've been saved, you can honestly say that day that I got saved, I've never been the same again. I'm no longer that person, amen. Step by step, God is doing something great within your life. I want to thank God for my pastor, Pastor Charlie, for giving us, amen, this opportunity to be here this night, amen, to allow us, God's anointed now generation, to take over service, amen. I'm grateful and I appreciate it because, man, we can't take this kind of stuff lightly. There's lives that are on the line here this night, amen, and we don't take it lightly, amen. I want to thank God for my wife, amen, for my children, amen, who's been there for me from the beginning. I want to thank God for my mom and my sister that are here, amen. A mother that never gave up on her son, amen. Even when I gave up on myself, my mother never gave up on me, amen. So I thank you, Mom. I love you. I thank you for being here this night, amen. And I want to thank God for God's anointing now generation, amen. See, this ministry has taken me to another level, amen. You know, we're here, we say, you know, we're here to help the youth go to another level. But honestly, the youth are here to help us go to another level, amen. So I'm grateful for God's anointing now generation, amen. And I just want to get into it right now. The title to this night's message is, What Burdens You? Where's Your Heart At? Amen. And I'm just going to springboard with this scripture right here found in Matthew. And we use it a lot for tithing, amen. But how many know that God's word can be used in many ways, amen? Matthew 6:21. And the Bible reads, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, amen. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, we just come before you, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is here this day, God, for we know that you have them here for a reason, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you hide me behind your cross this day, God, that it not be my words, Lord, but that it's your words here this night, Lord. I pray for your anointing upon this place, Lord. I pray for yokes of bondage to be broken, God. I pray for you to move in a supernatural way this night, God. We thank you, we love you, and we all say amen. Amen. Nobody saw that. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Matthew 6:21. It says, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And I have a question. Where's your heart at this night? What burdens you? Is it for yourself or is it for others? Is your heart stuck in the past or is it focused on the future? See, we need to realize this day that our heart condition is important, right? Where our heart is at is important, amen? The Bible says, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also, right? And if your treasure is outside of the church, you're in trouble, right? If it's outside of the will of God, amen? Not only is your treasure going to be there, but the word says that your heart will be there also. And if your heart is there, in the physical, your body's going to be there, right? And if your body's there, then you're really in trouble, right? If your desire is to to go and do the things of this world, right? The Bible says do not conform to the things of this world, right? But to be transformed, right? Where is your heart at this night? Amen. Am I talking to a Victory Outreach crowd? Amen. Because we know where we came from. See, I know that 7.5 years ago, I didn't look this way. I know that I didn't come in, you know, thinking the way I think now. I didn't come in dressing the way I dress now. I didn't come in feeling the way I feel now. See, I came in tore up from the floor up, right? But I knew how to fake it like I had it all together, right? Fake it till you make it, man, right? But see, I thought I was making it in the world, but I was really digging myself into a pit, right? Every single day I woke up, it was just another scoop into the dirt, digging myself deeper and deeper until it came a point in time where I didn't have no control of myself, right? I knew how to hide it, right? I could still go to friends' house. I can still go to work. I can still go see my family, and they may not have noticed, but deep down inside, there was something inside me. My heart was a heart of stone. My heart was cold. It was dark. Amen? And there may be a person in here that may feel that same exact way. And I'm here to encourage you and say, you know what? Your heart does not have to remain that way. Amen. We serve a God that transforms the heart. Amen. We serve a God that renews his people. Amen. No matter what you went through growing up, no matter what where you came from, no matter what background you have, God is able to turn it around. Amen. Like I said earlier, we serve a faithful God. Amen. We serve a God that's able to transform the worst into the best. Amen. Right? Because we serve a God that saw the best in us. Right? I love that song. He saw the best in me. Right? Marvin Sapp. Because it's not just the song, amen. It's something that he lived out. If he didn't see the best in us, amen, none of us would be here this day. Because I know some of your guys are stiff guys. Amen. And I know a lot of you guys shouldn't be alive this night, amen. But by the grace of God, you find yourself here on a Friday night, amen, in the presence of God, in your right mind. See, we need to get a little bit more excited than that, amen, because I know where I was at on a Friday night. I know that it was far from a church, amen. Unless the church was next to a bar, then I was close to the church, amen. But this night, I not only find myself passing the church, but I find myself loving to come to church, amen? Because there's no greater feeling than being in the presence of God, knowing that, you know what? Hey, you don't have to worry about that person coming behind you no more. You don't have to worry about overdosing on drugs no more. You don't have to worry about your house being broken into no more, because you're saved and the power of God is upon you, right? The Bible says don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries in itself, right? Let's focus on tonight and what God is doing tonight, amen? Where's your heart at? What truly burdens you, amen? I believe too many people's hearts are all for themselves. Quiet. I believe too many people's hearts are for themselves and they are stuck in the past but not worried about the process that they're in heading towards their future. How many know that God has called us, right? You wouldn't be here this night if God didn't call you. Amen. You've been called by God. And if you've been called by God, then he's got something great in store for you ahead. Amen. He's got a great plan in the future, right? A plan to prosper you, not to harm you. Amen. A plan with a hope in the future. See, we need to know that God has something great in store for us. Amen. We're not here by coincidence. Amen. We're not here by coincidence, amen? We could be anywhere else, right? The city of Milwaukee's not that big, but the world is big, right? We could be anywhere else, but God has us here in Milwaukee for a reason, amen? Some of us come from different backgrounds, different cities, amen? Some of us may come from foreign lands, amen? But God has us here for a reason with a specific purpose at hand. Right, we're here in Victory Outreach, Milwaukee for a reason, to reach the hurting in Milwaukee. But it goes beyond that, because when God calls you, amen, he calls you to different places. He may call you to another city. He may call you to another country, amen. He may call you to stay here and raise up other leaders, but God hasn't called you just to stay exactly where you're at this night. We serve a God that prospers his people, not just in wealth, right? In wisdom, in knowledge, in discernment. Amen. We serve a God that's looking to take us from glory to glory. Amen. Too many people may be stuck in their past. Amen. The old has passed away. The Bible said the new has come. Amen. We're no longer those old creations that we used to be. We're those new creations that God has formed. Amen. And there's nobody else like us. We're one of a kind. Amen. There's no other Pastor Charlie. There's no other Pastor Jamie. There's no other Brother Felipe. Amen. God has formed us specifically with a specific task. Amen. Not one person has the same calling, right? Some of us, yeah, we've been called to be pastors, to go take a city. But this is Pastor Charlie's city, right? Pastor Jamie's city is there in Jacksonville. Amen? We've been called with specific tasks to do specific things. But where your heart is this night depends on where you're going to go in your future. Amen? God is calling people here this night not to stay the same. Amen? We're not ordinary people. We hear that time and time again, but are you ordinary? Or are you a little messed up in the head? Amen. We're not ordinary people. Amen. We're those type of people that go against the grain, right? We're those type of people that are rough around the edges. We're not those smooth people. Amen. That's why we've been called to this ministry, right? We've been called to this ministry because this ministry has a way of turning the rough edges smooth. Amen. Smooth operators. Amen. Where's your heart at this night? Where's your burden at? See, Pastor Charlie told me this years ago. He said, when you truly find yourself in love with your ministry, you'll find yourself thinking about it all the time. Right? And I can honestly say I truly love God's Anointed Now generation. There's times where I just wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, especially throughout this week, thinking about the skit like, oh, okay, let's make sure the lighting is right, amen? Because we want to do everything with excellence, right? But I find myself in love with the gang because the gang is what has me here who I am this day, amen? It's a platform that God is using to take me to that next level, amen, to become that pastor, amen, to go take that city that God has called me to take, amen. But it starts with your heart, amen. If we can go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 and 20. And the Bible reads, it says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Now, is your heart glorifying God, or is it glorifying the things of this world? Right? Your actions. Is it bringing people closer to God, or is it pushing people away from the things of God? See, we need to realize this day that everything that we do, people are watching. And if we're going to glorify the name of God, it's going to start from within, right? Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit is within. Amen? The Holy Spirit's within, and it's given from God. And when you receive the Holy Spirit from within, right, you are no longer your own, the Bible says. Amen? So your time is no longer your time. Right? Your finances are no longer your finances. Right? Your talents are no longer your talents. Right? The gifts that you have are no longer your gifts. Those are all God's gifts. Right? It's there to edify the body of Christ. It's there to have a Friday night service where it can be dynamic because everybody's doing their part because they know that God has given them something special within to be able to glorify His name. We are no longer our own anymore, amen? We were bought at a price. So the Bible says that we need to glorify God with our body. And it's a heart condition, amen? When I think of a person who knew he wasn't his own and had a heart for God's people, I think of Moses, amen? And Pastor Charlie's been preaching on Moses and the Israelites, amen? And I think of Moses when it comes to hand, and I think of all the trials that he faced with the Israelites, right? I think of everything that he had to go through to get the Israelites out of Egypt. See, some of us may know the story and some may not know the story, but Moses was a man that was stutter, right? And God called him to go talk to Pharaoh. He was a man that felt inadequate, that he couldn't do what God called him to do. Moses was a man that felt like he couldn't do it. How many people feel like that this night? And if you say you don't, I might call you a liar. See, here this night, there was a point in time where I didn't think I can stand behind a pulpit and preach the gospel. Amen. I didn't think that I could stay saved for as long as I stayed saved. I was a person who I was quiet, right? Watch the quiet ones, right? Those are usually the ones that you got to keep an eye out on for. Amen. It's usually the quiet ones that are real sneaky. Amen. I was one of those, right? Like a thief in the night. Right? You turn the lights off, you turn them back on, you're missing your purse. But see, now I'm able to take a step back and see what God pulled me out of. Amen? To be able to turn it around and glorify the name of God. See, this night I'm no longer a purse snatcher, right? I no longer steal cars. I can help fix a car. Amen? How God uses the foolish things of this world, right? A car thief to go and help people fix their cars in the church, amen? Wow, the enemy's a liar, right? See, where he thought he had me stuck in the streets where I wasn't going to be able to walk out the streets no more, where I thought I was going to be a car thief for the rest of my life, or I was going to be sitting in a prison cell because I got caught, amen? God turned that around, amen? And he's using that to glorify his name this night, amen? See, I was persistent. When I wanted that car, I wasn't leaving until I got it. Amen? I don't care if I had to push your car with my car. I was getting it. Amen? But I was persistent, and God was able to turn that around. And this day, I can be persistent in the things of God. Amen? I can go after it, and if I don't get it, I'm going to keep going after it until I get it. Amen? See, even though the odds were stacked against Moses, in the physical, he did what was asked of him, amen, because he knew that God was going to be with him, right? He knew that God gave him instructions. See, when God gives you instructions, follow the instructions God gives you, because he'll never set you up for failure. The instructions that he gives you is to take you to a different place, to another level. See, if Moses didn't follow the instructions that God gave him, and he took that step back and said, you know what, God, I don't even talk right. Right? I can't even go before Pharaoh. They're not going to listen to me. Right? See, he could have easily took a step back and said, you know what? I can't do it. But what would have happened to the Israelites if he didn't step up? They would have been stuck there in Egypt for more years. Right? They were slaves to the Egyptians. Right? But God heard the cry of the Israelites. Those were God's chosen people. And he just needed a man that was going to listen to the instructions that he gave him, right? And he used Moses, a man that felt inadequate, a man that said, you know what, God, I don't even know if they're gonna listen to me, amen? And not only that, God gave him the instructions. He said, you know what, I'm going to even harden Pharaoh's heart. So it's like, whoa, what do you mean you're going to harden his heart? What's the point of me even talking to this guy then if he's just going to shut me down? But nevertheless, Moses went and he spoke to Pharaoh. And he told him what God told him to tell him. Amen. And what took place? The Israelites got led out of Egypt. Amen. Even though the odds may be stacked against you here this night, I'm here to tell you that God is with you. Amen. The Bible says that he will go before you. Amen. That he'll be there to lead you to your promised land. See, we need to know this night that God is here. He has called us, and our promised land waits right there before us. See, too many people give up right around the corner when God's ready to just bless them. Amen? Don't give up. Amen? People are watching. If you don't make it, then it's just going to tell them that they can't make it. Amen? Some of you guys have kids, and if you back off ministry, amen, and say it's too hard, when they seen you at your worst, now they see you at your best, and you back away from it, what's going to take place? Right? They're not going to be able to witness that blessing, amen, of them being saved themselves. We need to realize that there's young people that are coming up right behind us. My kids are coming up right behind me. If I give up this night, what's going to take place? Right? I have nephews. I have a niece, amen, that are coming up right behind me. What's going to take place if I can't make it? What would have took place if Moses didn't make it? If he didn't answer that call that God has placed upon his life? What would have took place? Amen. We would have never seen the miraculous sign of the Red Sea being split, amen, and all the Egyptians and their chariots being flooded because God took them all out, right? A miracle that was recorded in the Bible. What would have happened if Moses stepped back and listened to his heart? His heart was telling him that he wasn't able to do it, but God was saying, you know what? You can do it because I called you by name, Moses. I didn't call nobody else to lead the people out of Egypt. I called you, Moses. You and Aaron are going to be there, amen? Where's your heart at this night? What burdens your heart here this night? Are your worries on what you're going to do after service instead of what's taking place in service? Right? Oh, I'll get into the presence of God tomorrow. Well, the presence of God is in this place tonight, amen? And he's looking to do something tonight, amen? But is your heart focused on a restaurant afterwards? Is your heart focused on something to eat after the service? Or, man, I'm tired. I want to go home and sleep. I've been at work all day. I've been up early. Or are you focused on the things that God is doing tonight? Amen. The Bible says tomorrow's not even promised. Right? You're not even promised to wake up tomorrow. Where's your heart at this night? Exodus chapter 6, verse 10 through 13. And this is just some of the things that I was talking about that Moses was going through. It says, the Lord said to Moses, go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But Moses said to the Lord, behold, the people of Israel have not listened to me. How then shall I tell Pharaoh to listen to me? For I am of uncircumcised lips. But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge about the people of Israel and about Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. See, this right here was Moses speaking to the Lord and telling him, man, your people don't even listen to me. The people of Israel don't even listen to me. What makes you think Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, is going to listen to me? I can't even get your people to listen to me who are in slavery. How am I going to get Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to listen to me? Right? Some of you guys are like, man, I can't even get my kids to listen to me. Right? How am I supposed to go tell my husband we're not having steak tonight? Right? No. God gave Moses a command to carry out. See, it's all based on, we hear it time and time again, a relationship with God, right? We see that Moses, the only way that Moses would have been able to receive what God has called him to do is through his relationship. He had to talk to God, and God had to talk to him. See, there wouldn't have been no leading the Israelites out of Egypt without a relationship with God. If Moses didn't have that relationship with God, he wouldn't have known what to do, right? It's based on a relationship with God. In order to have a true heart for God's people, you have to have a true relationship with God. And your true relationship with God will be tested. It will be tested. See, you will be found out, right? Your relationship with God will find you out when things come to pass, right? When the storms come your way and the winds start hitting that boat that you're in, right? You will be tested in the things of God. There's no way around it. It's biblical. The Bible says clearly that you will be tested. You will go through trials and tribulations. You will. It's not a if or maybe. No, you will get tested. Right? But the only way to get through that testing, that storm, is having a true, intimate relationship with God. You'll find out who has a true relationship with God when something comes their way, right? And they're no longer in the church. We'll have to see who had a true relationship with God, right? Because a true relationship with God will allow you to humble yourself when you feel like you were talked to incorrectly. A true relationship with God will allow you to see the best in somebody when they're talking to you out the side of their neck, right? A true relationship with God will allow you to take a step back and analyze the whole situation, right? Before you start acting on the situation. In order to have a true heart for God's people, it's going to take a relationship with God. And that's why I believe that our pastor's here this day. He has a heart for God's people. But it all comes from that office that he sits in. It all comes from that chair when he's there in prayer, amen? It all stems from his relationship with God. See, we're the type of people that are unlovable, right? We're the type of people that, skip that, right? You could do it moving. It's my way or the highway. Right? But we have a pastor that, for me, I've never heard that. Hey, move around, right? He's always loved me through thick and thin. And I know it's because of his relationship with God. And it was also how he was raised up as a man of God, right? With Pastor Herb. Pastor Herb was a man who loved the people, right? We're here today because Pastor Herb loved the city of Milwaukee, right? We're here in the city of Milwaukee because Pastor Herb didn't give up on us. Because his relationship with God knew that there was going to be people, a people like me and you that needed to hear the word of God. Where's your heart at this night? Do you see the things that are taking place? Amen. Does it really weigh upon your heart? Are you burdened for the people that are hurting here this night? See, you don't have to go far to really see the need that's out here in the city of Milwaukee. You don't have to go far. You can step right out the doors and you'll run into a need here this night. You'll see the need. There's people all over the world that are dying, that are hurting to hear the message of hope. We see every single day there's people out there that feel hopeless, that feel like they're worth nothing. Right? They've been degraded their whole life. Amen? But we serve a God that brings hope to the hopeless. Right? We serve a God that's a problem solver. Amen? See, some of us were the problems. Right? And he dealt with us. Amen? Smacked us up a little bit. Still smacking us up. Amen? Where's your heart at this night? Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Like I said, the Bible tells you that your relationship with God will be tested. And it's found here. It says, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by the fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward." See, here this day, we need to build on the foundation of Jesus, right? The foundation, the rock, right? The Lord is our rock and our salvation, right? But who's building on the rock, right? Or who's building on the sand this day? See, the Bible says that the fire is going to come. And when the fire comes, it will find you out when it starts to burn, amen, what you've been building on. Your relationship will be found out. Amen. Only the strong survive. Right? Your relationship with God's got to be strong. Now, you may be here, you know, as a new convert. Amen. God knows where you're at. Amen. He's looking for a person that's going to take step by step. A person that's going to continue to grow. Amen. You're not going to change overnight. Amen. As a matter of fact, it's going to take a lifetime for you to completely change to who God wants you to be, because we're imperfect people, right? But we serve a perfect God. Amen. And the calling he placed on your life is a perfect calling. And it's going to come at a perfect time. Amen. And having a burden for people, it'll call you to do things that you're not comfortable with doing. Right? I believe Moses wasn't comfortable when he was going there and trying to lead all those people out of Egypt. Amen. As the skit went on, I don't believe Jesus was comfortable being nailed on the cross. Amen. I don't believe he was comfortable when people were screaming at the woman who was committing adultery and he was there writing in the sand. I don't believe he was comfortable, but he knew, you know what? All of you guys have sinned, right? All of you guys have sinned in one way or another. I don't believe he was comfortable, but he knew he had to do what he had to do in order for us to be here this night. Even though Moses questioned if the people would even listen to him, he couldn't leave them how they were. And I have a question here this night. What's your conviction like when you see people in the mess that they're in? What is your conviction like? Are you able to just walk away from a person that's there hurting, asking for help? Right? There's literally people asking for help. Is your conviction inside you to say, you know what? We got a place for you right there on 25th and Mineral. Amen. It's called the men's home, where you're able to come in for a year process, where you're able to be transformed by the renewing, amen, of God's power. Amen. Or are you just that person that sees the need and just walks past it? Like I said, there's a need. You can step outside of these doors, and if you run into somebody, you'll see a need. You can knock on somebody's door and you'll see a need, amen? But does your heart feel the need? It's a difference between seeing the need and feeling the need, amen? Does your heart pound in your chest when you see somebody saying the sinner's prayer? Or are you just there with your eyes open like, he might not even make it. What's the point of even saying it? No, as long as that person receives God into their hearts, amen? Truly believes that he's been saved. Amen. The Bible says the heavens rejoice. And as the heavens rejoice, we should be here on earth rejoicing as well, because that's a person that's out of the kingdom of darkness and headed on the way to the kingdom of light. Where is your conviction when you leave a person the way they are? When Jesus came, he didn't come to leave the people the same. He came to give sight to the blind, heal the sick, raise people from the dead, and he's still doing that this night, right? He's still allowing people to see where they're missing it, amen? See, some people are blind to the Spirit of God, but God's there. He's trying to wipe your eyes out to be able to see what he's trying to do within your life. See, we came into this place sick, amen? You may not have been physically sick. You may have been physically sick, but God spiritually is trying to heal you this night. He's spiritually trying to take you to another level. God is trying to bandage some of those wounds over the past years that have been building and building, amen? Come on, church, we have to have a heart for God's people this night, amen? We can't just stand back no more and just say, you know what? They can deal with it on their own, because they can't deal with it on their own. Could you deal with it on your own when you came to the church? No, you needed people to lead you and guide you into the presence of God, amen? See, we need to be those that lead people into the presence of God, not push them away from the presence of God, amen? See, people need to see Christ when they see us. We hear it time and time again. The only time people are going to see God is when they see you and I. What's your reflection like here this night? What's your heart like here this night? Are people seeing that you love God's people? Or are people seeing, you know what, you only love your family members, people that are there for you, instead of you being there for people? See, God pulled you out of your mess so that you can be there for somebody else, not always trying to have somebody there for you. God has brought us out of Egypt, amen, and he has us on our way to the promised land, but too many people are in that wilderness area going in circles and circles because of their heart, because they can't see what God is trying to do within their life. They can't see that God is trying to grow them in every situation that they're up against. I always think of Pastor Jamie's preaching when he said, you know, teaching moment, right? Every situation that we have, we can have it as a teaching moment. Right, being here this night, a teaching moment. What God's doing in God's anointing now generation, you're able to see with your eyes, amen. See, some people, they may see, you know, the gang like, man, these guys are just a bunch of people that play around all the time. Where were you at when you were 15 years old? How did you act when you were 16 years old, amen? But they didn't have to be here this night, right? There was late practices after practices. Right? They were given of their time. They were given of their talents. Amen. But you need to see that. Amen. They don't have to be here this night, but they're here and they did it willingly. Amen. But what would happen if our hearts grew cold to the next generation? Right, we see it with churches. You got people that are older in age and they just pass away and then the churches just die because nothing has been invested into the younger crowd. We don't believe that here in this ministry, amen. We know that the young people need to be reached just as much as the older person, amen. Right? We're here for prevention and intervention. Amen. We're here to let the gang know that, you know what, that yeah, you may have struggled a little bit, but you know what? We're here to help you stay away from some of those deeper things. Amen. We're here to love you when your parents don't love you. We're here to embrace you when you need a hug. We're here to tell you that you are loved, even though the streets may have told you you're not loved. That's why I love the gang, because they embrace it. They embrace the hugs. They say, you know what? There's some of the youth that are able to be like, hey, you know, they'll come up to me and tell me certain things and that they wouldn't tell their own parents or friends. And I feel like, man, why me, God? Right? Like Moses, why me? Because God has called me to be, you know, a man that's able to tell him, hey, I've been there. I've been where you were at. Yeah, I'm 29 now, but I used to be 16, right? I used to be 17. Feels like it was a long time ago, but I know what it's like to be a teenager. Amen? Amen. I put here, talk about being uncomfortable. Jesus took it to the max, but it was because of his burden for us, and it was because of his relationship with God. He took it to the max. Amen. Something that me and you couldn't do on our best day. He did it because he loved us. He had a burden for us. Amen. He had a heart for his people. He knew, man, you know, if I can only reach them where they're at, they can tear it up for me. Amen. These are the type of people that are going to bring glory to my name. See, I believe that people fail because their heart is in the wrong place and they're trying to carry a cross that wasn't meant for them to carry. We all have a cross to carry, right? We all have to deny ourselves daily, the Bible says, and pick up our cross. But we have our own cross, right? Some of our crosses are weighed heavier than others. Some of us are new and they have lighter crosses, amen, because God knows what everybody needs, right? But there's too many people trying to figure it out, trying to pick up a cross that's not meant for them to carry, right? That's like a 110-pound person trying to lift up 600 pounds of weight. It's tough, right? Almost impossible, right? Because it's not meant for them to carry. See, the cross that people are trying to carry nowadays are not a cross that's meant for them to carry. They're trying to carry the cross of Jesus, and it's impossible to carry. Amen? That cross was meant for one man to carry and one man alone. And he did it. And he did it perfectly. And we're here because of it. Amen. Amen? So we got to be grateful for that tonight. See, the enemy would love for you to try to answer the call that God has placed upon your life before the time comes. Right? The enemy would love for me to go try to take a city right now knowing that I'm not ready for it. Right? Because I know I'm not ready for it. You know how I know? Because I'm not in my city yet. Right? The reason why I'm here this night is because God, I'm not ready for what God has down the line for me, right? I'm still in the process, but too many people want to skip in line like people used to do in lunch in high school. Do they still do that? They try to skip in line and get lunch faster, amen, to try to have a hot lunch, but man, they end up getting the leftover lunch. And then you see, man, I waited in line and they just brought out a new thing of sandwiches, right? Fresh sandwiches. You don't even have to put it in the microwave, amen. Oh, man. Some people know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. See, the enemy would love to just take us out, right? And think we're doing what God has called us to do. Man, you're supposed to be a pastor. What do you mean? You're not even a pastor yet? You haven't even became a licensed minister yet? Oh, man, you're doing something wrong. You got to speed up the process or something. No, stay on the process that you're at. Amen. Stay where you're at. Stay in your lane. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And I'm going to read this out the NLT. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.'" See, too many of us are trying to carry that heavy burden, amen, when God is saying, take upon my yoke. Take upon my burden. My burden is easy to carry. It's light, amen. But too many of us, we want to be those bodybuilders and take upon burdens that aren't meant for us to take upon, amen. And that's when people begin to stumble and they begin to fall because they're trying to do something they weren't created to do. Like I said, we were formed specifically to do a specific task. Amen. And too many of us are trying to do something that somebody else is doing so they can look better, right? God created you to be who you are. Stop worrying about the next person, amen. Stop worrying about the next person, how they preach, amen. Man, that guy, he preaches the best word. I want to preach like him. No, God has called you to preach the word how you've been called to preach it, amen. See, there's going to be somebody that you're going to have to preach a word to that somebody else can't preach a word because they might be, you know, a little bit more educated than you. Right? See, I'm not the wisest person, amen, but I know I love God, and I know I have a relationship with God, and I know what he's pulled me out of, amen, and I know where he's taking me, amen. See, we need to realize that, you know what? No matter how smart you may feel or how not smart you may feel, amen, God is able to use that, amen. There's people out there in the streets that may not understand certain things, but when they come to you, they'll be able to identify with you because they've been where you were at, amen. See, when you have a burden, a heart for God's people, you can surely expect his hand to move on your behalf. It's hard for God to move when self is in the way. And I know Pastor Charlie was preaching on it last Friday. And man, if you haven't been coming Friday services, start coming. If you've been missing Sundays, start coming. God has been on the move within his church. Amen. But it's hard for God to move when you're in the way. Amen. When you're out of position. When you feel self is better than it should be. Amen. When you think you're better than other people are. Right? The Bible clearly says in Philippians that do not consider yourself greater than others. Amen. Do nothing out of selfish ambitions. Right? Consider others greater than yourself. See, here this day, you may feel like you're on top of the world, and that person that's homeless, you may feel like you're greater than them, but in the hands of God, you're truly not. Amen. Because you were there at one point. You were there at that corner begging for money, or you were there in your own little hustle, and you may have not been homeless, but you were in a house where, man, there was no peace. The lights were on, but nobody was home. Amen? But you find yourself in the presence of God transformed. Amen? There you go, Pedro. Amen? We need to be excited. Amen? Because not only are the lights on, somebody's actually home today. Amen. The electricity isn't being wasted because there's nobody there. The power is in this place. Amen. See, your heart will determine your future and ultimately your final resting place. Right? Because the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe with your what? Your heart. Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Then you will be saved. It's a heart thing. Amen. And I like statistics, amen. And when people give it, I like, you know, when they give numbers. And I mean, it's statistics, but they're not good statistics, amen. But this will truly allow you to gauge where your heart's at. In 2017, this was the deadliest year of mass shootings in modern U.S. history. 345 mass shootings. What they consider mass shootings is four people killed minus the person who did the shooting itself. 2017, just last year, right? We're in 2018. Just last year was the deadliest shooting for mass shootings in modern U.S. history with 345. Just last year, two of the top five deadliest mass shootings took place last year within 35 days of each other. 35 days of each other. Two of the top five, right? Does that hurt your heart? Las Vegas, October 1st, 2017, just last year, 58 left dead, 851 injured by one man who shot over 1,100 rounds from a hotel, Mandalay Bay, there in Las Vegas. How do you feel? Amen. Texas church shooting, November 5th, 2017, 26 churchgoers dead, 20 injured. Where's your heart at? Do you feel the pain? Do you see the need? Do you feel the need? Amen. Just this year, Florida school shooting, February 14, 2018, 17 dead, 17 injured. That's 17 young people that weren't able to answer the call of God. There's 17 other people that are injured and probably don't feel like they should answer the call of God. Why? Because God, man, God, if you're a true God, why would you let me go through this? 17 people killed, 17 people injured. And here's the thing, tips to sheriff's office in 2016 and 2017 said the shooter had threatened to carry out a school shooting. Tips were given to the sheriff's office saying that this guy is already planning to go shoot up a school in 2016 and 2017. And in 2018, he carried out his plans. And because of it, 17 young people are dead. 17 young people were injured. That's 17 parents that are not going to see their kids again. That's 17 other parents that had to visit their kids in a hospital. Do you feel the pain here this night? See, there were warning, and because action wasn't taken, you see the consequences. They were warned in advance that this kid was going to go and shoot up a school. Right, 2 years in a row. Right, two strikes, three strikes and you're out. On the third strike, he took 17 young people out. Right, injured 17 more people. Do you feel the pain? Is it beating in your heart this night saying, you know what, I can't allow that to go on no more. Right, there's church shootings taking place. Last year, 345 mass shootings took place in the United States alone. Where's your heart at this night? What burdens you here this night? Do you feel, man, I can be that person that could have talked to that one person and stopped them from killing all those people? God is giving you a message here this night, a message of hope, a message that says you don't have to go out and kill all those people and take your life at the end of it. You don't have to go out and kill all those people and allow the police to take your life after it. Where's your heart at this night? I believe God has been warning us about our hearts, and if there's no action taking place, consequences are sure to come. God has given us warnings after warnings. Now, if there's no actions that take place, consequences are sure to come. Fatalities are sure to come. Death is sure to come. Hell is sure to come. Are you ready to meet your maker here this night? Are you ready to stand before the Lord and say, man, I did all that I can do, but he truly knows you didn't do all that you could do. See, God examines the heart of his people, right? It's an inner condition, Right? People on the outside, they may be like, man, that guy, he looks like he got it all together. But in the heart, you're really missing something. You're missing that relationship with God. You're missing, man, there's a hole in my heart and I don't know how to fill it. I'm here to tell you, you can fill it with a solid rock, the foundation of Jesus Christ. He paid the ultimate price for us to be here this night. Amen. And it's not just for us to be here this night. We're not in this building just for ourselves. For that, I always say we could have stayed there on the south side. But no, God has called us to fill this church to full capacity, right? To have double services, to have triple services, to raise up other preachers to preach the gospel, amen? To have more than one night of prayer, amen? But where's your heart at as the worship team makes their way? Where's your heart at this night? You've seen the statistics. You hear the statistics. You see it on the news. Where's your heart? You know, and those were all areas that were in different cities. But in Milwaukee, things are taking place where people are losing their life, where there's people taking people's lives. Things are taking place. But do you have a burden in your heart for this city?